Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell, and welcome to Magnificent Monday. Today, we're going to talk about understanding what makes you so powerful. You know what? I wanted to make sure I talked about this. This was our theme for the shows that we did this month. This was our theme, is understanding what makes you powerful. And I think it's important that we know what makes us powerful, first as individuals and then collectively. Because if you don't know what makes you powerful as an individual, then you are easily led. You believe whatever people tell you. They can control you by tugging at your emotions, or, you know, posting things that aren't true in the media, and so different news stories just to get you riled up or to instill fear in you or to actually cause that fear to grow in you. Now, I'm not saying that some of the things that they share with us aren't true. What I'm saying is how you choose to process it. That's what matters most. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit about this whole understanding what makes you powerful. Because when we know what makes us powerful, then we understand that the person that you truly are is what makes you powerful to begin with, who you were supposed to be. But where we run into different challenges is that we hold back our power, and we do that by wearing masks, different masks. And some of us wear, you know, several, some of us have one, but either way, it's a mask that someone else has designed for us. Now, the kind of masks I'm talking about are masks such as playing the victim, you know, being labeled as a victim, being put in a box as a victim based on your gender, based on race. And that's ridiculous, you guys, you know, so those kind of masks are masks of abandonment issues, tyrants, fanatics, being a worrier, being prideful, being a people pleaser at the risk of denying what you deserve and desire for your own life and for yourself. So all these things can take away from your powerful. These are things that undermine what makes you so powerful. And that's why I wanted to talk about that today, because I think sometimes we forget that we can do some amazing things, and we think that there are things that are easy to do, such as if you have to walk to your mailbox or walk to the corner or walk to your car and get in it so that you can drive to the store. So these are small things that perhaps we take for granted. So we don't realize, though, how powerful we are. You know, even the smallest action that we take creates this kind of ripple effect in our lives that leads to some kind of results. Let's go back to getting in your car. So when you walk from, let's say your living room to your car, and you get in your car and you have a specific destination in mind, and because if you've gone there more than once, and even if you haven't, because of GPS tracking now and Google Maps and all of that, so we can always find whatever it is we're looking for quite easily. So the point that I'm getting to is, though, is that you have a destination in mind, so that you can accomplish a specific result. And being able to walk and being able to get in your car and being able to do these things, let's say, without someone having to do it for you, that's a big deal. That's a part of your power. So it's not a small thing, but because we do it over and over, we do it whenever we feel like it, we take it for granted. But I think it's important that we take a step back and we actually take a look at what makes us so powerful, so that we can actually start using this power to manifest the lives, that the types of lives that we want. And I mean, if you really think about it, if everything, you know, around us is that, let's say whatever it is we think that we want, if we're hungry and we go and get some food and it's that simple, then why do we make so many other things just 10 times harder? And I think it's because we've been programmed that way. We've been told that this is hard work. You know, it takes hard work. It takes hard work. And I think that when you think about hard work, that kind of makes you not want to do something. But the truth of the matter is, what makes it hard is because, number one, we've been programmed to think it's hard. Number two, our minds are trying to push us toward being our most powerful selves. But everyone around us or society is constantly telling us that we need to play small. And for example, and you guys know I can almost never do a show without talking about a politician, right? And I'm not talking about any particular politician. I'm just talking about politics in general. For example, for whatever reason, we seem to be turning our lives over to politicians and allowing them to guide us, to tell us what to do, to tell us how to think. And it boggles my mind, because I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm a grown up just like they are. So I'm thinking I know what's good for my life. And as long as I'm not doing something that's hurting someone, I'm willing to work for it. I'm willing to earn it. And I'm willing to learn what I need to learn so that I can, in fact, build the life that I want, then I'm not hurting anybody. So I don't need you politicians like dictating my life to me like I'm a 2-year-old. So the point that I'm getting to here is that, you know, you want to understand what makes you powerful so that you don't operate as though you are powerless or as though you don't have any choices. Because if you really stop and think about it for a minute, everything is energy. So if everything is energy, then where you're putting your energy really matters. And that is what's going to, let's say, make or break you, in the sense that if you put your energy towards the right thing in the right direction, even if that means learning something new, then you're going to get what you want. But if you put your energy in the wrong direction, because you think you're going to get something for nothing and you're not actually, doing what it takes to manifest, no matter how you, whatever kind of energies you put out, you're not going to get what you want. So you're going to be discouraged. And as a result, for whatever reason, you think that you're powerful or powerless, but you're not. So if everything is energy, then you, and you're putting your energy toward the right thing, you'll get what you want. So let's take a step back and look at that for a moment. Now, I mentioned these different masks that different people wear, you know, victim, abandonment issues, tyrants, fanatic, warrior, prideful, people pleaser, at the risk of denying what they deserve and they desire. So I mentioned, and these are just some of them. There are so many others, the meddler, the person who's like super nosy. So because they don't want to put their attention on their own life. So, you know, you have so many different types of masks that people wear. So if you're putting your energy towards one of these masks, and then, you're not going to manifest the life that you want. So instead of putting your energy towards what you need to put it towards so that you can manifest your magnificent life, and but you're allowing what the mask represents, you're allowing that to absorb your energy. That's kind of taking your power and making you powerless. It's kind of using up the power that you have. This is why a lot of people don't achieve. This is why a lot of people don't buy into the idea of their own magnificence. And if anybody who's listening to this and they're thinking, oh, that's not true. So, you know, I like to think that I'm a living example of that, because one of my masks that I used to wear was, you know, abandonment issues. So I was quick to let people know sometimes, not just anybody, but if I had a little issue in a personal relationship and, or if I had an issue, and things weren't exactly working out the way I hope. And so I would always, that was my default. And I would say, well, you know, I'm still learning, you know, I've got abandonment issues. And, you know, my mother left when I was 5 and blah, blah, blah. So I went on with that. And I've told this story on this podcast before, but, just, you know, so you guys who are our new listeners will, kind of get the gist of where I'm going here, is that because my mom did leave when I was 5 and I actually grew up without her. I mean, I was raised by my grandparents, had a great life with them. However, you know, you want your mom around. And so, the thing is though, is that because she wasn't around, so when I became an adult, I learned what abandonment issues were. And so that was always kind of my excuse for not being the person that I truly in my heart of hearts wanted to be. I knew there was more to me. I knew I had a lot more to offer this world, but the abandonment issues, poor me. So I wanted to use that as an example to let you know that this is something that's very real, and I've used it myself. So I was cutting off, without realizing it, I was cutting off my own supply, and my supply meaning all of the good things that life had to offer me. Because of abandonment issues, I wouldn't let myself have a great relationship with anybody. If they got too close, you know, I made sure I sabotaged that relationship. So the thing is that I was cutting off my own happiness, cutting off my own supply. And I did that by embracing a title or some belief about myself that was absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, I want you guys to take a moment and think, what mask are you wearing? I mean, I hear people who, you ever heard of, it says, oh no, they're playing the race card. Oh no, they're playing the gender card. You know, I hear people who use that, and they do that all the time, and they play the race card without understanding that when you put yourself in a box, then don't get upset when people want to keep you in that box, because now you are, in fact, operating on a powerless level. So when you understand what makes you powerful, now you can do something different. So what makes you powerful? Now, what makes you powerful is actually spending some time with yourself so that you can get rid of any masks that you've accepted that puts you in a box of repression. So you can always tell when you're wearing a mask, because you don't have the life that you want. You're not excited about who you are. You're not excited about what tomorrow is going to bring for you. And as a result, you know, you feel like you're just so, you know, I'm going to say compressed, because you are repressing and you're allowing things in life to repress you. And actually, it's, you're kind of doing it to yourself. So the object of the game is for you to open your mind. And so when you, if you want to become more powerful, because it's already in you, you guys, this isn't something that you have to, well, get in your car and drive to the store that you can purchase. It's there. It's right there in you. And all you have to do is open your mind to the possibilities of who you really are and what you're capable of. And so when you open your mind to the possibilities of who you really are and what you're truly capable of, well, that's the key to doing life with power. And this is where that slogan actually comes from, because when I learned what I was doing to my own life by, you know, hanging on to this whole concept of being abandoned. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know what? God put me here for a reason. I don't think I'm abandoned. I think I have something, a purpose to serve, and I need to be about serving that purpose. Okay. Not sitting around whining like a baby. Okay. And so, okay, worse than a baby. I mean, for the most part, a lot of time babies are happy. So anyway, but just constantly whining about something and thinking that the world owes me something, because of a situation that occurred, a situation which actually served to, it caused me to learn more, to work and kind of understand myself and understand about life and really kind of tap into that wisdom that God has put into me so that I could actually grow and become a person who is willing to serve others, who's willing to share information to help others to do life with power. So I'm thinking that was all worth it, you guys. Now, when it comes to using your power, understanding what makes you so powerful, all you have to do is take a moment, be quiet, and be honest with yourself. You know, you want to jot down, what mask am I wearing? Okay. And you know how you tell when you're wearing a mask? Because you can always find someone else to blame for where you are in your life. Does that mean that someone didn't do something to you that they shouldn't have done or you wish they shouldn't have done? No, it doesn't mean that. What it means is that in spite of the fact that they've done it, you know how powerful you are and that you're capable of rising above. That's doing life with power. And that's what it's all about. So I encourage you to take a moment and really, you know, look at what kind of mask you are, you know, wearing, because when you, if you don't deal with that, it will bind you and it keeps you where you don't want to be. It keeps you in a life where you're unhappy. It keeps you in a life where you're actually dreaming about having more and doing more and being more. And you're dreaming about it because you don't think it's a possibility for you. And that's not doing life with power, but you are here to do life with power. So you are capable, embrace those possibilities, and you want to do life with power, because doing life without defining yourself, you know, without defining yourself as a person who is powerful, who is positive, who is amazing, who is magnificent, doing that, you get the opposite. And that means you're now defining your life or yourself with negative repressive labels, and that is taking away from your power. So if you want to understand what it takes for you to really be powerful, I encourage you to be honest about what mask you're wearing. And as I said, it's as simple as looking at who have I blamed for what in my life, you know, and see if you can identify, is that victim mode? You know, and I've named some of them. There are others. You know, am I the meddler? Am I the person who's always criticizing and judging someone else's life because I don't want to look at my own? So you want to look at all of these things. And this isn't about, you know, I always tell you guys, this is not about criticizing yourself. It's not about beating yourself up. But what it is about acknowledging something that should not be there, you know, so it can disappear. Okay. It's like facing a fear. You know, when you face it, it goes away. So when you face this mask that has caused you to feel like you're powerless, it's going to start to dissipate. And when it starts to dissipate, you're going to feel powerful. And when you're feeling powerful, you're going to be doing life with power. Hey, you guys, enjoy this magnificent Monday, and we'll be back for more on Designing Your Life today.